Well, Southern Illinois Edwardsville tonight starts and sets a brand new record for most wins in a regular season in a Division I program for their Division I program. They win it by a final score of 80-62, and the head coach Brian Baroni is with us. 13-5, 4-1, first place in the OVC. Brian, all of that has got to sound good.
It does sound good. There's no doubt about it. I appreciate you you saying that. I might have to replay this a few times and keep hearing it.
Tell me about tonight. Where, I mean, you had to be aware that tonight could be the record, and obviously, you know, you got plenty of games. There was no question you were going to get to win 13, but knowing tonight could be the night, any different, not preparation, but sense of nerves or emotion?
You know, no, not necessarily, and the reason is because I'm already a nervous wreck. And I think that, you know, going on the road against an opponent that is going to be, we've always had good battles here and an extremely well-coached team. There's no better, you know, example of what Coach Simmons has done with SIUE in his history. So that right there already had me wound up enough. I knew that we wanted to go get one to kind of hold it alone, the record. But, you know, the best part about it is obviously that's not our goal. That's not our expectation. But I said to the team the other day, I'm never going to take away an accomplishment. And an accomplishment of what these guys have done is, you know, a road win, 4-1 in conference, 13-5 right now, and a school record. And I'm not going to take that away from these guys as we continue to be hungry and get some more, hopefully.
Take me into the locker room, Brian, and let me know what was that scene like tonight?
You know, it was a little fatigue. You know, it was fun because I said it to them. I said, all right, school record, guys. And they appreciate it. And, but they wanted that road win. You know, they wanted the game that, you know, maybe we were supposed to win tonight in some people's minds. And those are the hardest games on the road to win when you know, there's a little added pressure. So our guys were extremely excited. Talked about just kind of a little bit of our path to be here. You know, I feel like Eastern Illinois was the game that we always got canceled or had to reschedule over these last 2 years, whether it was COVID or snow. And, you know, you walk in, it was just, it brings back those memories for most of these guys. So they were kind of joking about some of the things that happened in the locker room the last couple of years and memories, but it was obviously excitement. We're on the bus having a good time right now, eating our pizza and muffins. They like muffins for some reason.
There you go. 24 wins over the last two seasons. That's also a record. Only second time you guys have had back-to-back double-digit wins. You know, a couple of years ago, I know you were aiming at this, pursuing this, running after this. It's got to feel good to be at this point. I know you got a lot more to shoot for, but it has to feel great that, you know what, we're getting where we were hoping to get.
Absolutely. You know, I think that, you know, when you sit there and you have a group of guys that come here to be part of something that hasn't been done at this location, and you're able to look at them and each other in the eye of, I believed in you that we could do this. And they, you know, believe in each other. And they, you know, in theory, believe in what my vision was, our staff's vision was. And it's just nice to have that positive reinforcement, right? I mean, it's that's where we are right now. And there's a hunger to continue to do more. But it is exciting. It's exciting for Edwardsville. It's a heck of a town to be part of. And you can see the momentum starting to build.
You guys, you handled Eastern, you know, well tonight. But you guys for a while you were playing without D1, and you guys are a different team when he's in the lineup, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of the coaches reminded me today. Coach Allenthal said, you know, we didn't have Pruitt for Bradley, we didn't have Pruitt for Illinois State, and I was like, oh yeah, I kind of forgot about that. And we had him, we didn't have him for Troy. And that was a big win for us. But, you know, it's nice that we've had the depth every day to go against each other to sharpen our skill set against very good talent. I have a lot of talent that's not playing a lot of time and a lot of high character. And their high character is Ed. One guy, Dorian Staples, came in and he wanted a better performance yesterday at practice from the team that was simulating some things that Eastern was doing. He wanted that accountability. He's apologizing for that type of thing. And that to me is when you're building something the right way. When guys know their role right now and are accepting their role, but want to do the best for the team and whatever that role is.
So DeJuan gets 24, 13 rebounds. He was spectacular. Rayshon gives you 6 assists, 4 guys in double figures. But DeMarco makes his 47th straight free throw, breaking an OVC record as well. Just so many good things going on.
Well, you know, I think one of the best things that Rayshon having 6 assists, 11.6 assists. So he's part of, you know, 23 points minimum. I don't know if some of his, well, 2 of his assists, I know, were for threes. And then, but the best, one of the best parts was DeJuan had no turnovers. He had no turnovers in that whole game. So that's huge. And the ball goes through him a lot. And I think he actually saved some of our turnovers. So that was big. Polo breaking the record and then just restarting a new one, right? That's what he did after he missed it. And then the guy that's unheralded so much is Shamar Wright. Guys are guarding Lamar differently with his shooting percentage. The way it is, but Shamar is just a Swiss Army knife, and he just does so much stuff, so many things for us, and it's exciting to see all these guys contribute in a variety of ways.
Yeah, he hit 4 triples tonight, and you know, you have so many different weapons, you know, and you can hurt people so many different ways. Before I let you go, because I know you want to celebrate with your guys, I was thinking tonight, because I was preparing for this today to be ready to talk to you tonight, and just wondering about Shamar and Lamar's dad and your mom and dad, like the sense of pride that those people would have of what you guys are doing together in this historic season. Have you even paused to think about it that way at all?
You know, it's really ironic. It's funny you say that. Yesterday, usually we kind of talk about stuff every month and a half, 2 months, just about, you know, stuff non-basketball. And I brought those two in yesterday just to kind of touch base. And we talked a little bit about what we have gone through, like me too, losing 2 parents during the time, literally right when they get to campus, and how they have been there again to quite literally hold me up a variety of times. And, you know, they've gone through a lot, and we have a lot of connections that weren't really, like, we didn't know we had that kind of connection. And so, yeah, we actually did reflect on it yesterday. And just talked about, hey, let's just stay in the moment. Let's know that we have, you know, we have each other, we have this team, we have stability, and really enjoy it. And that's kind of where we're going with it. But yeah, you want to acknowledge that, because they were 2 of my first guys that came on campus and said, yes, I want to come play for you.
3 straight home games now coming up. You guys are alone in first place with Moorhead's loss tonight. And 3 straight at home. I know you want to get focused and all those kinds of things, but you got to feel good about just now thinking forward in the season. We're in a good spot, and we've got a chance to really build on it.
Yeah, I mean, now you got to focus on Saturday, right? Lindenwood comes in there. What Lindenwood has done, they have no give up. They've been down multiple points, doubled figures a couple times to come back and win. I know Idaho State was one game I watched earlier at Little Rock. So, you know, we're simplifying it. We're locked into Saturday. You kind of have your little pods, right, every Thursday, Saturday. But we'll get back late tonight. We'll do a light walkthrough tomorrow, shooting, and then really have a great staff that has the game plan in order. In about 10 minutes, we're going to lock in to scouting for that. We've already been doing that for a few days and get after it. It's just moments like this, you just get hungrier. And, you know, as a coach, sometimes it's sad because, like, you just want more, right? You can't enjoy the moment at times, because you know what it's like when that special moment comes and how great that is. So you just want to keep on winning. And I want to do it with this group of guys that is such a good group of guys. That's the most important thing for me right now.
Well, Brian, I'm super happy for you, for your team, for the campus, for the community. You guys are doing great things. And yeah, keep winning, man. We're super excited for you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on.
Appreciate it, Brian. That's Brian Baroni from Southern Illinois Edwardsville. Remember, since you've been there, make it a better place. We'll see you again real soon.